Welcome to our Practice Accelerator Group for November 2016. And let's just go ahead and start with doing our first round, which would be, what do we want to celebrate? Like, you know, just take the 30-second to a minute celebration, and then we'll go back around and really get into the juicy nitty-gritty of what all we want to do. So who would like to start? Hello? Diane.
Hey, I will if nobody else will. We've got a lot going on. We have the magazine that I submit to monthly is now available on Amazon. And, of course, Deb and I are winding up our course. We have all but possibly one of our bonus interviews recorded, and they have been amazing. We used Zoom for all those, and it worked wonderfully, except for one, which was the one we needed the video for the most, but the person made a video for us. So we're winding this down, and it's been an amazing ride, and we've been grateful for all of it, the bad, the crazy.
Great. Right. It's probably best you got your feet wet with a smaller group to start, because it's much easier to deal with a smaller group extended over a long period of time than a larger group. So it's really
and
a good
having,
way.
And having some of our peers in as Link Scholarship has helped a lot, too, because we're getting great feedback from them. And, you know, they were willing to do it because, you know, of course, they didn't have to pay. So.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome. Yay! Congratulations.
Yay!
And Steph just joined us. Hey, Steph.
Hey.
Steph, we're doing cross-platform, so if you prefer being on Zoom, go to the Facebook page, and the top link there has a Zoom link, and you can go on there. So it's just totally up to you running both of them at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm going to stick with this because I'm just getting my headphones
organized. Fine.
Okay, awesome.
We thought I'd put that as an option. Okay. So next, let's hear from Lisa.
Yeah, my celebration is also, I don't know if it's a celebration or if it's a little bittersweet. You know, I have a contract working as a freelancer with a company called Hinsa. It's quite a special company with a mission. And the founder just passed away today. He had pancreatic cancer. He was born in 1968. And he's been there for the last year and a half. And on Saturday, he had sent a email to the whole team, and I feel proud and privileged to be part of the team. And it was clear from the email that he sent that he was nearly dying. You know, he was kind of sad, but he just wanted everybody to carry on the mission that we have, et cetera. It sounds kind of evangelical to be on a mission, but I guess we're all on a mission, right?
We are.
And then, yeah, today I had an email that he sadly passed away. So, and one part I feel proud and privileged to be part of this team, and the other hand, that founder died, and that is sad.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. And it's really great that there is this mission attitude versus just a company that's out there to do a job and make money. So, I mean, it really helps to be part of a mission-driven thing.
Yeah, to create a better life, you know, and so it's a real clear mission, and it's very much aligned with my own principles. So, we already have to celebrate life, I guess.
You
never know.
Yeah, I know. It's always hard to say that, you know. Let's celebrate life. This person just passed on. It's like, well, I'd rather them still be here.
Yeah.
So, I know, that bittersweet, very much so. Right.
But, I'm gearing up for my launch system being generated, so we'll talk about that later. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yes. Jane.
Can you hear me?
Yep, we're talking celebrations, Fred, by the way. So, go for it.
Well, I haven't really done much except to try to regroup. not much since my cleanse. So I don't really have anything. I do have somebody that wants to invest in my business, but that's come out of it, which is really interesting. I'm at the point of just kind of reformulating. So I don't really have much except for resting.
Well, there you go. Celebrate self-care.
Celebrating self-care right now.
That's a biggie. We all need to do that.
Yeah, it's Yeah, it was a big one for me. I'm still working on it.
Yeah, well, keep working on it. We're supporting you in your self-care. Great. So, Jeff. You might be on mute.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, speak up.
Okay. So, geez, I'm in the middle of the Core Reset launch, and I haven't had to do anything. That's my celebration, except I'm going to do the webinars.
Oh, cool, because you already had the content.
Yeah.
Oh, cool, rinse and repeat. Yay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Really doing it.
Use your old
videos.
That is so awesome. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah. I just changed the emails a little bit because the webinars are going to be different. But, yeah, this is great.
How's it going so far?
Yeah, it's going okay. I don't have the statistics for today. We only have a few hundred people that opted in this time, so we're going to do some Facebook ads.
Fantastic. Well, let everybody know in the groups, in the INE and the NEPT groups, that you're doing that.
Yeah.
And the links.
Yeah, we have an affiliate program.
We think that everybody knows, well, of course, you can get an affiliate thing and make money. They don't know that. They don't realize that they have this opportunity to just make money by sending an email to their group.
Okay, yeah.
Okay?
Okay, I'll make it, explicit. Okay.
Yeah,
awesome.
Oh, by the way, when I'm opening this up, if you think it's something, you know, just contact me and we'll get you set up as an affiliate and you'll make commissions and you'll make, how much will they make on each?
Well, it's $100.
$100. So for everybody in your fold that says yes and gets in our program, but in the meantime, you can give them some valuable free content.
Yeah.
If they don't
buy. Cool.
Okay? Position it.
Oh, thanks.
Damage. Fantastic. Okay, Allison. Allison just joined us. Yay! I know you're coming up on your call is happening shortly. So we're doing celebrations. So share a celebration for us.
Hello, everyone. I have a celebration that I was worried about my talk for tonight and then realized I'd already given a talk on all the things that I wanted to talk about, and I just managed to create the PowerPoint really easily yesterday. Finished it just after midnight. So it's all there. It's not loaded up on any meeting yet, but that was a result because I was worrying about that.
Fantastic. And you're in what week of the program? 3, 4?
This is module 4, so it's week 4.
4, awesome. Awesome. So we'll all touch base. Now, do you have to go straight from here to there? What's your timing
yes,
like?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so let's just have you go into help with first, and then we'll go on, because you may have to leave before the end of the call, it sounds like, if your call's at 1, is it 1 plus 6, 7 is 8, or 1 plus 6 is 7, right?
That's right. It's going to be it's in 3/4 of an hour, that's right.
Okay, yeah, so why don't we, if you're willing, flow right in and just share with us, what you need support with, and I'm going to set the timer so we don't go over, but what do you need support with? What have you been learning through this, and how can we support you in making it easier on you? Because I know it's been kind of hard.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. So I still have loads of stuff in my head, loads of checklists and loads of ideas for what I want to give to support my group, and I'm just not not having the time to be able to convert it. And then when I have got a day, I still underestimate how much time things take. So, for example, I had a really good private clinic on Monday, 3 clients, and I really felt like I served them well. But I then had to spend 3 hours in the afternoon just finishing them up, writing them up, arranging the prescriptions, researching them. It still takes me so long because I'm still at the beginning of that curve, and as with functional medicine, with bioidentical hormones, everything is personalized. It's really individual. You're just not keeping to a specific protocol for each, for any type of problem. So there are days like yesterday at lunchtime, I just felt I needed to stop. I'm lucky in doing the locums at the moment that I'm getting a lunch break, and had a really lovely long lunch break yesterday. But I'm just needing to stop and take a breather, and I'm still in the place of criticizing myself for that. One of the things that I need to do is to support my hubby, and that the way I do that is by watching television with him in the evenings. Anyway, so the help I'd like from you is, how is the most efficient way of producing the things that you are producing for your courses? And do you set aside a day a week, 2 days a week in order to do that?
That in my dreams I do. Yes, absolutely. In my dreams. In reality, I do pretty much what you do, which is scrambles. It's easier for me now because I've got such a repertoire of slide presentations. So, for example, we did a presentation yesterday and last week, and I was able to, within like 2-3 hours, just pull together slides from all over, tweak up a little bit, and have that. So in an ideal world, yeah, setting aside a week, a day a week to do creation, do writing, do blog post writing, do course materials, whatever's going on would be ideal, and actually I calendar it in. I don't always get to it, so I'm not as disciplined as I need to be there. In terms of creating, it's just like, what do they need? So if they need like a menu plan, okay, so then you throw together a menu plan. So if they need, like, what are you needing? And as you develop your courses, each time you do it, you're going to have more and more content that gets developed for it.
Yeah.
Right? And then you
so
go back.
So more stuff that you can purpose and adjust for the different programs, for example.
Right. And a lot of them, like, you'll notice in our programs, a lot of them use some of the core foundational stuff from program to program. And we'll include it as transforming stress system or whatever. How did I do that? It was because I promised it as part of the very first Before Be Gone program. So what I did was, because those are very short, you know, 3 to 5 minute audios, I just every day I would get up and I would get ahead by three days. So I would go drip, 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 and then if I missed it the next day because I was busy, I could go the next day, and I would just put them out, and like, you know, I'd spend 15, 20 minutes putting out these small chunk things. So for things that you want to offer within a program, like say you want some sort of a video about a particular topic, but you only want it to be a short 5-10 minute video, you know, you set up your little camera and you do a video, you know, it's something you want to show them in the kitchen. You set up your camera on a tripod and you go in the kitchen and you make it. You go, well, what else could I make while I'm here and I have my clothes on and I have my makeup on? And then you go, what else could they use? And you create a bunch of stuff, even if it's not something you have a specific intent for at the moment, right? Seize the opportunity when you get chunks of time to create. And that's kind of what I've done. And I've repurposed. I do a lot of repurposing.
Yeah. And when I reflect, I can see, I know exactly things, loads of tick lists that I can use from my slide presentation on the understand section, for example, where I go into depth about the different hormone groups and how to sort of self-diagnose estrogen dominance and progesterone deficiency and things. And all I need to do is convert those slides into tick boxes.
Exactly.
Tick box PDFs.
Yes, I've done that too, where I've gone through and I go, wow, this is great information in my slides. Let me copy-paste these points to a Word file, put the little check boxes, and now I have a checklist. Or if it's, you know, some other information, then it's just I take the bullet points off the slide and I turn them into paragraphs and create a one-page information sheet. So that's a way to do it, right?
Yeah.
If you're doing a presentation and you're talking, these particular foods will help to, you know, swing you more away from estrogen dominance and into progesterone dominance, then you can sit down with that and go, well, how would I use these foods? And so then you can create a handout that says these are the foods that do it, add to that, you'll say, well, here's one way to do it. You know, make a lettuce leaf taco and throw in a bunch of, you know, broccoli sprouts. Or, you know what I'm saying? You just take those foods and figure out and give them some ideas on how to do it. Don't overestimate the knowledge base and the aptitude of your people, because if you do, then things that you think are like, well, this is too simple and straightforward, I'm not going to give them this, you will miss out on opportunity. There have been times when all I've done is like, oh, well, I just made this really cool candy, and I took coconut oil and cacao powder and cordyceps and a little bit of stevia, and I mushed it together and stuck it in the freezer, and it was delicious. And people are like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Like, I'm thinking, like, why don't you do, you know, it's easy for me, but it's not for them. So when you can come up with simple ideas like a 3-4-ingredient, 5-ingredient at the most recipe for throwing a bunch of stuff together to create a estrogen, you know, dominance reversal meal, right, they get excited about it. Like my elixirs, it took me no time at all to create those elixirs because I created one base, I tested it, I liked it. Then I went, well, what happens if I take out ashwagandha and I put in, you know, cordyceps or whatever, what can I call it that's different? Change the flavor of it, and then a whole book with, you know, 10 or 12 elixirs, right? And, go, and then a chart. And I was like, oh, well, wait a minute. That are good for adrenal support. These support thyroid. These support the immune system. These support bones. Then make a chart, and then I just make, you know, take the same base and make it into, you know, whatever number of recipes based on the chart. So always be thinking creatively in terms of, like, I've given them this information. What do they need to put this into action? And then make it simple on yourself. One-pagers, one-page section, awesome. And then you can have a graphics person add pretty stuff to it, which took me 3-4 years before I turned my foods that heal, foods that hurt the gut into something pretty. It was this ugly checklist, 2 pages, hurt, heal. And then I said, Jazzy, could you, like, make this look pretty? And, oh, my God, she created this most amazing thing. Right? I wish I would have done it a lot sooner. So, but work at just getting it out there, because the information is more valuable than the prettiness of it. And then down the road, you'll go, oh, I can take part from this program and look at these beautiful infographics I can create from.
I saw somebody posted a website where you can make infographics. So I'm going to look at that sometime as well.
Yeah. It might work. It might be just so much work that it's not worth it that you pay somebody on Fiverr to do it.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty inexpensive, you know, and yeah, you might waste a couple of $5 on people who are not as good, but when you find somebody good there, and I know a lot of people who have all their infographics made on Fiverr. So maybe they charge 15 because it takes those 5-hour chunks. But those are the ways to do it. And think, always be thinking, like, what would make this more valuable to people? And then, like I talked to Diane about, and she says, I'm going to add that to the parking lot. Create a parking lot, whether it's a notebook or a file on your computer, that's all these great ideas. And then you go back when you have, and go, okay, let me take some of these ideas and turn them into real estate that I can use in my program.
Yeah. And then you hope one day to have a week free to actually peruse it all.
Yeah, okay, so here's the thing with you, Allison. You're brilliant, you're talented, and you think in big chunks. And you think you need to have this much when you need to have a tiny bit less. Think about this. Set up 2 hours a week that you're going to look at this stuff. It may grow from there. You say, when you, like, put it off until you have a week, because that's what your statement just said. You didn't use those words, but you said, and I look forward to having a week where I can do something with it. No, you don't need a week. Spend an hour a week. Spend 2 hours looking at what you've got in your parking lot and deciding on one thing you're going to do this week. One short little, like, I'm going to make this checklist from slides 27 and 28 out of my week 2 presentation. And then you just do it, right? You don't have to bite off the whole elephant. You just do it one bite at a time. And when you learn that, because you put so much stress on yourself for perfection, right? And then that gets in your way. progress, not perfection. Yes. Take imperfect action. If you could see, and I could probably show you someday, the handouts and what I gave as part of my first program, did that diminish the value of that program? No, people got amazing value. But my stuff was not sophisticated. But it got the information in their hands. Right? Mm-hmm. Now I can put out really nice stuff because I have people helping me.
Yeah.
Except to me, it'd still look ugly because I don't have that talent. I'm learning. But, yeah, don't try biting off more than you really need to chew. Make sense?
Yes, makes sense.
And I'm going to open up and see if anybody else has any additional input, like things that have helped them. I muted Lisa and Diane. But Jane, Lisa, Diane, Steph, do you have any other ideas? Steph, you're a content machine. Do you have any suggestions for Allison?
You know what? I think I suffer from the same ailment that Allison is just describing here and that you're describing. Just being able to spend an hour and being okay with that is a challenge for me too. I am getting better at it, and I'm finding over time it to be more rewarding to actually do less and then to leave the project and go do another project and then come back to it next week. And it's okay if everything's not done right now.
Right. It's okay to put it out if it's useful, but not necessarily perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want you to think in terms of the people you're serving. If you wait for it to be perfect, think of all the months, years that they're being deprived of that valuable information that they could have gotten. Waited by foods that hurt, foods that heal digestion. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous infographic it is today, I would have deprived the people who could benefit from it for years. Right?
Yeah.
I don't say that anymore to people.
Can I offer a suggestion?
Sure.
I'm not sure if it's more, if it's the content or if it's the layout or a little bit of both, but as far as layout, what I did is that I had my graphics designer like do all my templates for do one template for an ebook, do one template for a PowerPoint, and I just reuse it. So there's no thought involved in how the look of it. So to get rid of that kind of how does it look image, that really helped me a lot. And people they love the handouts and love the looks of my PowerPoint. And it was super easy because I just kind of cut and paste.
Right, you just cut and paste into the new layout, and that's what we do too. We have a format for an Excel sheet, we have a format for a PowerPoint, we have a format for whatever, and the footers are all in place, the headers are in place, the fonts, like the different headings, H1, H2, H3, and if you get that, I'm happy to send you what we use, but you'd probably want to change the color, change it to suit your palette and put your logo in it, but I'd be happy to send you, anybody that wants to hear, one that PowerPoint and the one that we use for Word, because that is a really good point that I wasn't thinking about. Absolutely. Makes it much easier.
Yeah, because and that would, if you need a graphic designer to actually do it, you only have to use them once. You don't have to use them over and over again.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Great. Anybody else? Anything else to add?
I think I'm actually doing Allison's program, and I haven't been able to make a lot of the calls live because, I've had, scheduling conflicts. But what you've put together is amazing. I mean, there is a phenomenal amount of information in this, Allison. And, and you've obviously taken a lot of great care. But I can say that our program, Deb and I, we are much more focused on getting the content. I know that the audios, are not really polished and they're not, they're not perfect by any means. They're not overly brilliant or spectacular, but we also know that we can continue to improve it as we
go along.
And so we're really focused on getting the information we think is the most valuable, that we feel that they really need or that they're telling us that they really need. And, you know, again, it will get prettier over time. So we're not worrying about it being perfect. You know, we're giving them good value for the money they pay. You know, we're probably over giving. You know, I don't know where we get that from. I have no idea. But, you know, we're making sure that we're speaking to them and not worrying about perfection. But what you've put together is amazing. So, you know, you're doing a fantastic job.
And right now, I would focus on getting what you're doing and finishing up the delivery, and then set aside, get yourself a half a day where you can sit down and you can go through your stuff and say, what can I repurpose? What can I add on as bonuses for another program? What do I want to improve for the next time I do this, right, and use it as a starting point. I literally still use some of the presentations from my very first program, which was Balance Your Body Blueprint, which those slides, when you go back, they're ugly, they're horrific, they're typos, they don't look good at all. But I've used the content of that to create other stuff, all the stuff in ERC I used coming from there. I mean, obviously I added a lot more, but a lot of the basics from there. And so this is your first time through. And the other thing you can do is use your get everything transcribed, even if you didn't promise them the transcript. Get it all transcribed for yourself, but you can also then say, hey, I have an extra bonus for you. Here's the transcript. Or the next time you offer the thing, you can say, oh, I have the transcripts from this other class. So get them transcribed, even though it costs a little money. Rev.com does a great job. But then you can use those for blog posts. You can use those for handouts. You can use those so many different ways.
Brilliant. Yeah, I've just started getting my transcripts back from Rev.com. Quite impressed with them. Very pleased with that. The slide template, I thought I had a slide template, but then I found out that the graphics designer had used a different background and it got very complicated, so I have to go back to him and say how I tidied it up. So it meant yesterday took a lot longer than it needed to, but I still did it. And I'm using the basic colours that he put together for the free call, because I love that teal colour so much. And he based it on my new branding as well, which is good.
Right. Yeah, and just keep
consistent. So thank you very much.
Excellent.
Yeah, and thank you very much, Diane, for your feedback. That's wonderful. And I just I love your course as well. I've only done module 1 and 2, and I'm tuning into your Facebook group. You've got a lot of good. You've created a lot of good motivation and interaction on that. So well done with that. I've been too busy to do as much as I'd like to with that on my Facebook group. And I think it was interesting when you posted how excited you were when you'd done a Q&A call and you had that personal interaction, even though there's only one or two people on the call, Diane, because I haven't yet plucked up the courage to do any of my 5 promised Q&As yet, because each time I've still been convinced that people are going to complain about the quality. Yeah, it's just that perfectionism thing. But I'm going to do a Q&A this Friday, because I know people have got a lot of questions, and we'll get there. Thank you.
Yes, great. You're welcome. And they love the Q&As, by the way. The Q&As people love because they actually get to interact with you and get their questions answered and be heard. So, good for you. Okie dokie.
Do you schedule your day? Do you have a schedule? Like, do you schedule it like the night before? You know what you're going to do?
Are you asking me or Allison?
Allison.
Yeah,
Allison.
Well, for example, I've been doing locums. The thing is that I'm so busy. So this week, doing locums all day, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and then Friday, I'm up at a networking in London. And I have a private clinic on Monday, so there's no spare day apart from weekend for content creation. And then, you know, in our generation, I've got my mum I need to be going and seeing at the weekend because she's deteriorating. So it all gets a bit pressured, and I just keep thinking, oh, I've got to take a step back. Next week it begins to get a bit quieter towards Christmas from next week. I'm only doing locums on 2 days of next week. So I'll have more time around at that point, which is good.
Okay.
I know it's a miracle morning sort of stuff, and actually, really, I've got a fantastic to-do list, which I really love, which is the creative one. And I know that if you schedule it before you go to bed, then your mind is working on it overnight, and that's really positive.
You have a lot on your plate. There's just a really good exercise that I don't even know where I got it from, where you just schedule hour by hour, and you literally have one project an hour, just crank it out without distractions, and then move on.
Yeah,
in addition to scheduling the night before.
It's really awesome. I mean, like Allison's days are probably like mine, where it's like, oh, there's a break between, you know, 1 and 1:15 where I can go to the bathroom, yay, right? So it's very – my days are very, very much scheduled. On my days off, I do tend to still do the start a project, keep working on it. But that whole I read the same thing about you schedule 50 minutes and then 10 minutes of self-care, go to the bathroom,
yeah,
get water, and then you start again, and you call them power hours. And you can say,
yeah,
okay, another hour on the same project, or you could switch projects. And that's a good way to multitask. But some of us do the thing where you start with one thing and you go, oh, I have to do that. And then you miss over there. Oh, I have to do that too. And you're bouncing back and forth all over the place. And that's not a real efficient use, because your brain has to shift focus over and over again. And there's some lack of economy there when you do that.
Well, and you're scheduling in your private time too. So it's not just your work time. You're scheduling in the time that, you know, your grounding time and the time where you need to kind of regroup for yourself.
Right. Absolutely. All right. So, Jane, you want to go next, or who else? Is there somebody else that wants to go next?
I can go. I mean, that's fine. It's funny. As we're on this call, I just had a great idea of how I'm going to start my next campaign. So.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
so great.
Cool. Oh, cool. I gotta map that out. So. Because I was kind of stuck because ideas weren't coming in. Oh, okay, how am I going to release this? Because I actually want to, I'd like to release my next cleanse, at least get sign-ups the week between Christmas and New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm aiming for. So I just, yeah. That's,
when will it start?
That's it. I just literally had the idea. So I don't know. I haven't even looked at the calendar,
okay.
So I've got to get working on it.
Okay. Yeah.
I have to start working on it this week if I'm going to pull it off.
But you, again, you've got like stuff, right? You've got the materials that you can use over the pre-launch stuff, right?
Yeah, but I had a completely different idea, so, and it would take a lot of work, and it would a lot of it was just kind of some of the stuff when you were talking. When you're talking about the little, you know, one-pagers, I thought, okay, well, let me do a bunch of one-pagers instead of doing the three-part video series that I did last time for the webinar, and let me see how that goes. And I also wanted to try to do some Facebook advertising, which I didn't do this last time, so I'd like to venture into that. So, yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'll put my plan on paper.
Put it on paper if you've got it in your head, yeah. And I think
it's in my head now.
Since the New Year's, people are starting to think, like, oh, God, I blew it. I didn't want to blow it. I blew it. I'm first of the year. I'm going on my New Year's resolutions and da-da-da. So it's a good time to hit them up with the concept of cleansing and even tying in the holidays to it.
Yeah, when I looked at my statistics, when I ran my statistics, my biggest months were January, February, March kind of tapered off, and July.
Okay.
So. I want to capture this January
absolutely
market, and then what's her name? Oh gosh, who did the case study at Shine?
Kimberly.
Yeah, Kimberly said. Kimberly said the biggest signups for like weight loss is between Christmas and New Year's. Because that's their business. So I thought, well, let me see if I can pull it off. My cleanse isn't until January 23rd.
That's fine.
So
that
gives me a lot
to get in. And
yeah.
You can expand your do some marketing for it between Christmas and New Year's, and then you can close that out. So you have plenty of time to get your kits out. You're not scrambling.
Yeah. So I'll do that, and then we are Paul's expecting a job offer this week. So and he's just been given an out clause for his current job.
Wow.
So we are looking at another transition. I told him I don't want to move till March. So I'd like to run a cleanse in January, one in February, and then move in March.
Awesome. Where to? California?
Yeah. Oh, I wish.
No.
I'm hoping something else will come through, but it actually looks like New Jersey, around that area.
It'd be nice.
I don't know. Are there any restrictions there as far as being a coach in New Jersey?
I don't think there are, and the people from New York go to New Jersey to run their lab tests. So.
Oh, okay, good. That's good to know. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think there are, not that I know of. I mean, you have to look it up to see if it's a red, yellow, or green state to see what those things are, but I don't know that there are specific restrictions there, no.
Where do you look that up?
You know what? Ask Lynn, because she knows where that database is.
Lynn knows?
We did that
call.
Great.
Perfect.
Carmen Hunter, which is recorded, and it should be on the PBS side. She talks where you can look those things up.
Okay, I want to go listen to that one anyway. So
yes,
perfect.
Yes, she's very good.
That's it. That's it for me. I have one more. To be honest, my nerves are still shot. I'm still, like, literally all the work that I did adrenal-wise in the last year, boy, I blew it during this last release because I am still having a really hard time bouncing back. So one of the things, too, is that I've got to figure out how to balance better during this, or there's no way I'm doing this.
Right. First time, and it's tough to know what to expect, and now you do, and you can plan for it.
Yeah, so that's the one thing that I have to really be, because, you know, I always have all these grandiose, you know, visions and lots of great ideas, but doing it alone, yeah, it's just virtually impossible. So there's different things that I'll be looking at to try to make it more efficient and,
And to do a 3-day sleep vacation. Just give yourself that time of relaxing and getting some massages. Do they do massages up there? But doing and just sleeping as much as you can for 3 days, because it can. It's shocking how much that can replenish. Shocking.
Yeah. So I definitely, you know, I just went to a mindfulness retreat in New Mexico, but the problem is that it was high desert, and my body did not adjust well at all, and I ended up in the ER.
Actually, oh, no.
On Sunday. The funny thing was I was not dehydrated. My kidneys weren't letting go. So my kidneys were hurting, but what was the problem was, and I'll be one of the next case studies, is that I think it's a hormone issue. And my sinuses got so dry that I get migraines, and then I just start throwing up uncontrollably, and that's what happened. And I couldn't stop it. So that's how I ended up. I said, you know, forget this. I'm just going to go get an IV, have them stop it, and then I was better. And then once I got out of the high desert, I was fine. So it wasn't as relaxing as I had hoped it would be, which was kind of disappointing. But I am looking forward to Laura Fines. I'm doing her workshop in early December.
Hey, that'll be relaxing. They don't have internet there. They don't have nothing. You're out in the middle of this really pretty retreat center, and it's very nice.
Yeah, So that's it.
Good. Good. Well, I'm glad you're doing that. That's great. And Lynn will be there with you, and I think Alma, too.
And so will Alma, too, yeah.
Yep. So, good. We'll enjoy that. I wanted to go, but I'm in the middle of a launch, so I can't do it.
Yeah. Well, it looks like I'll probably be in the middle of a launch, too, but I'm still going.
Well, you didn't spend $50,000 so far to get this launch going, so.
I can't
do that with this launch.
Yeah,
launch and a rebranding, so it's a biggie. All right. Thank you. All right, so who wants to go next? Diane, Lisa, Steph?
Off our head, I am pretty much, like we were talking, you know, at the beginning of the call, my biggest thing right now is, you know, just figuring out what I'm going to do next. And I've got that little personal outlook book, which is a lifesaver, but then I pretty much live my life that way anyway. I always have, you know, when I was writing fiction, I would always have lots and lots of ideas, so I'd have to write them down while I was focused on something, and, you know, so I'd be able to go back to them later. I'm working on, I just started my ebook on the gut health gremlins, and I'm hoping that I will eventually get a program out of that. I don't have specific stuff in my head right now, but, you know, I do have some ideas, so... Really, I'm just kind of, we're going to take some after this program to rest and recoup, like everybody else, and, you know, we've got some ideas for the new year, so I guess I'm not so much dealing with a specific challenge as I'm just sort of in limbo and, you know, letting myself be there while I, you know, brainstorm what's up next, so...
Mm-hmm. That's great. So one of the things you guys always to keep in mind when you're closing down a program, you've developed a rapport, whether it's with 100 people or 10 people or 5 people, you've developed a rapport, they've gotten results, and they want to know what's next for them as well. So from a business perspective, it's great to have, you know, in your cases, because they're low-end programs, an upsell for people to move into where they could get more intimate connection with you, or a longer program. You're not going to do a longer program. That involves a lot of planning in advance. But having, for any of you, to have a very specific way to move them into whatever you think might be next for them. So I would think in terms of just, like, really tune into what they've been saying, what they've been needing, and even if it's just to offer them a package of, you know, X number of coaching sessions to guide them the rest of the way through, to guide them to reach their goals, that's something to have there. And at least even if nobody takes you up on it, you practice making that kind of an offer because you've got to get comfortable with going, hey, we've had this great opportunity, you've gotten here, you might have gone from here to here, but you really want to go way out here. What's the next step? Like for me, I'll say, well, the next step would be, you know, you just got your digestion in order. Let's get you into your blood sugar because that's the next thing. So we have a nice hierarchy of taking people through. But you don't. And before I had that, I would take them into what sign you up for some sort of a coaching package. So think in terms of that. Like think in terms of what is it that they're needing next from your perspective and also theirs. Because from their perspective, that determines the language you're going to use to persuade them, invite them to move on. And from your perspective, you know that what they think they need is X. More recipes, more this, but what they really need is some more creativity in the kitchen, or they need to, you know, have some, you know, release from emotional eating. And all of that you can do with them one-on-one. And with your case, because gluten-free is a toughie, gluten-free is like, oh, shoot, I got to give up all my comfort foods, right? So it's not so much the struggle. You're giving them all the tools and all the recipes and things. Maybe the next step is to actually work with them on an energetic basis with emotional eating if that's what's coming up with them, right? And you have a Reiki thing. You have essential oils. You have other things in your toolbox that you could pull out, right? And even if you don't want private coaching to be a long-term piece of your business, if you it, then you can figure out next time when you have a larger group how to create going from a larger group to a small intimate group. I mean, you obviously have the small intimate group now, but that will give you an idea of how to transition people into a smaller group to continue the process but also learn new skills and be able to work with people on those emotional things or whatever else it is that comes up. Make sense?
Yeah. Yes, and actually one thing, I don't know if there may be something to do with, like, sugar and blood sugar, because one of the things I noticed you were, of course, pointing out about how, you know, we function in this bubble where, you know, we think all this stuff is obvious and everybody knows it. And on one of the calls, I had brought up the glycemic index, and one of the people on the call was like, oh, I don't even know what that is.
There you go.
And it was like, oh, okay, you know, definitely back to basics here, right? Because we think everybody knows about the glycemic index.
Right.
You know, that
it's part of our language.
Yeah, and it's been in our language for several years now. You know, it's it was like, so I may look into that angle too. Like I said, right now it's just a matter of finishing things up and seeing what the next step will be. But in the meantime, there's always that opportunity for the one-on-one coaching. So
yep.
That's good.
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And anything else? Anything else we could give? Anybody else have any ideas? Or you want to open it up to ideas from others on to that next step? Or are you?
I'm open to any suggestions anybody's got, sure.
Okay. Who else? Anybody have any suggestions? Quiet.
No worries.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't think. I was trying to think of something. I can't think of anything. I mean, I did myself do another offer, but it was more of a long-term program. And to be honest, I only want to really do short-term programs. So I think that's probably my energy probably didn't attract it. But
yeah.
Nobody really signed up. But I mean, like you said, it can be something really small.
Just to test the waters.
Keep them engaged. Yeah. Or even, you know, I was thinking, even if you don't even have a program right now, is that even just, you know, the blogs and keeping in contact and giving them information that way until you have a program.
But I really think that you're leaving money on the table and you're leaving people hanging if you don't at least offer that next step. Right.
Yeah.
What I used to do was a 4-week jumpstart session, where they'd get like an initial in-depth consultation, they'd get 3 follow-ups, they'd get a something at the end, and then they got some extra goodies. And it was $500, $497, and it was an easy yes for people. When I realized how easy a yes it was for people, I realized I should have raised the price because, like, oh, okay, right? So something like that.
I'm going to let things circulate and see what goes up in the next couple of weeks. While we're finishing up, so
okay.
So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Cool. So it's between Lisa and Steph. Who wants to go next? Okay, I will just pick. I need to pick Lisa first. So hi, Lisa.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, great. I'm getting a little tired. I've been up since 4:30. We missed a call last week because of your appointment or whatever.
Oh.
And we have our webinar scheduled for the 4th of January. And so I just kind of wanted to know what my launch schedule should be, what do I need to do to get ready.
Let me look at my calendar. I have you on the calendar for my new. So what should your schedule be? Well, this is your weight loss, right? This is the weight loss program. This is different. It's shorter than your other program, right? It's more specifically geared towards weight loss. And this is the $97 program?
Yeah.
So you don't have to do as much in terms of pre-launch for a $97 program. So think about, like, so it is the holidays, right? So you think about, I'd want to be sending stuff out the week between Christmas and New Year's, right, to let them know about it and hit them up on the holidays, you know, and what that does to the waistline, the stats about the average stuff. But you could do it in a number of ways. You could have a series of little freebie things that you have them go and get, opt in and download, you know, some tips to get them through the holidays without putting on the weight, or to tips to help them after they've overindulged at Christmas or Thanksgiving or whatever else. So, you know, think about what you already have that you can reuse for doing something like that. If you feel comfortable, you can, you know, put your cell phone on a tripod and just do a couple of videos just to introduce them to it. But I keep them short and keep them, you know, 5 to 10 minutes at the most.
Okay.
You could. I mean, the thing is, you don't want to get it too early. So if you're going to be doing the offer and opening the cart for it on the 4th of January, you'd probably want to be, so I would say, I wouldn't start any sooner than the week before Christmas. Because it's just going to be, you could start trickling out some feelers and some good tips, so all the way leading up. So starting, you know, Thanksgiving, I know you guys don't celebrate Thanksgiving over there, but just this time of year is a stressful time, and just like a little blog posts or articles, or just keep in touch with people regularly, whether it's a little short Facebook Live or other things like that. But I would start in earnest. If you're not going to be opening the cart until the 4th of January, I'd probably start like 10 days before that with some more specific pre-launch content. So I would say the week before Christmas is really getting them into how this is the time when people are gaining weight, and here's a couple of tips for helping you to not gain weight. And then the week after Christmas would be more the, hey, I know that you probably, is all your best intentions were there, but you might not have quite made it the way you wanted to. You may be noticing a little bit of pudginess and bloatiness. Join me on the 4th of January, and we're going to, you know, get this year started right and come up with a good, you need a good title for it, for the webinar. And, you know, the webinar, it could be focused on the mistakes, it could be focused on the myths, it could be, you know, focused on the problems people have with keeping their New Year's resolutions, those sorts of things. That's really it, right? People are thinking, oh, my God, I can't do this. Oh, my God, I did it again. Oh, my God, I got to make another New Year's resolution to drop this extra 10 pounds. And you know, I just had a thought. Maybe the webinar title is something that ties in the fact that most people have abandoned their New Year's resolutions by the end of January. So something that ties in the mistakes or the strategies that people use that cause all New Year's resolutions to be abandoned by the end of January. And how not to be one of these statistics, or something like that. I don't have exact wording, but that's the thought I'm getting. Something focused on how to really be successful with New Year's resolution. And then you talk about, well, that's the reason the problem is, it's resolutions, and you're not making lifestyle habits. You're just trying to do these crazy things with one thing in mind, and then you talk about your process that you take them through. And then offer the program. You have, if you have people that have gone through it, you want to get some testimonials and present them on the webinar, present them in the after webinar marketing sequence.
Okay, good.
Okay. So let's make sure that we can talk. And we can do our private call. I'm really sorry about what happened last week. I have no idea how that happened. But let's see when we can do it so that we can have, you know, an hour to really strategize this and give you a chance to know, think about
today. December 6th was the next one. Is that enough time?
Oh, yeah, December 6th is good. Oh, yeah, that's right. You're on. Yeah.
That's what you had posted on.
Yeah, that'll give us plenty of time to really lay it out. Think in terms of what kind of stuff do you already have. I know you have tons of handouts. You're the queen of handouts you've been doing for years, right? So what kind of things can you take and either simplify or break them down to a short, easy-to-download PDF that you can give people to get them excited, to go, wow, she knows what she's talking about. This is really cool stuff.
And then the sales page. Well, I have the sales page done by.
Well, you minimally have to have the sales page done by the 4th.
Yeah.
But, I mean, right? So ideally, you know, in order to really write good copy and good emails, then, you know, the sooner the better. So, like, yeah.
I'll try to do it
Yes, if you have it done by the 6th, then we can review it, and that could help me to see exactly what's in the program, because I don't know what exactly you have in the program. Then I'll see what's in the program. Even if it's just the first draft of the sales page, doesn't it be all pretty and formatted? It could be a Word doc with just a draft of it that I can help you to formulate, and then we can pull out of that what would be the best thing to be offering. You know, a $97 program, it takes a lot less persuasion to get people to say yes than does a, you know, $200, $300, $400. It's just that seems to be the window.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people do you have on your list right now?
500-something.
How many hundred?
500-something?
Okay.
Yeah.
My very first cleanse that I did for the green cleanse, first time I did the green cleanse, was this exactly same thing. I sent out an email on New Year's Eve. The program was starting on the 6th of January, and I had a 600-person list. Most of them were soccer moms that didn't really care or know. I just put them on and spammed them, but that was, I didn't know any better back then. But we ended up with, like, I don't know, 60 people joined us. And it wasn't 97. It started out at 27, then I raised it to 47, then 67. So it was a little higher. But this is 2008, so, you know, yeah. Price-wise, it's similar.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know you have a launch going on, but then you can try on December 6th, how specific for those.
Yeah. Because I'm doing my preview call on the 7th, the day after our call. And then we're going to, by January, we're just going to be doing some upsell stuff, so that's not as big a deal.
Okay. Okay, so that's it for me then. So I'll just wait. I mean, I'll prepare and then we can talk about this.
Yeah. I would say doing the sales page, the draft of the sales page, is going to be your best exercise in really pulling together how to think about what you need to do to get people to feel that they need this. What kind of stuff in advance would help them feel that they need it and feel that you're the right person to give it to them? Because quite frankly, you know, beginning of the year, you know, Jane's going to do her cleanse, you're going to do this. But people, this it's where people start to do these cleanses and weight loss programs.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I have the structure of the program that I've created. So that part is not under control, but it's getting there. So I think I'll just
Isn't this the program that was what you did for the when you did a summit and you offered it as an upsell?
No, I'm just creating this now.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know why I thought that.
That was the weight loss summit or whatever it was. But I'm about to feel that I didn't create a program for that.
Oh, okay. I thought you did. Okay. Anything else? Anybody else have any thoughts for Lisa? You guys are quiet today. Are you all deep in thought? Right.
Yeah, sorry, you were quiet.
All quiet. Okay, so our last one then would be, thank you, Lisa. The last one will be staff. And I just, while we're talking about being quiet, our December call is actually falling, let me see where it is. It falls during the week that I was going to be, oh wait, no it doesn't. Thursday. Why is it not on the calendar? Interesting. What do you guys have down as the next call?
I have it repeating on the
third
Wednesday of every month now.
First, right? That would be the 21st then. So I don't know what happened. Mm-hmm. I have somebody new assisting me, and she doesn't always get it right. And I know I told her that I wanted to. I wanted to talk to you guys about possibly rescheduling it, but I don't know why she would have taken it off the calendar. Let me just see if it didn't be taken off. Nope, I have it as the 18th of January. Okay, so my question was, I was hoping to take time off during those days, but we can certainly have that because several of you are going to be doing stuff. So I'm going to leave it up to you whether we have that call on the 21st or we just skip December and move it, or we move it up further in the month, it all together. So,
I know I'm going to be on vacation then.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping to be on. Anybody else? What are your thoughts? And say what you really need. Don't like try to protect me or anything.
The week before would be great.
The week before would be great. So the 21st is like 3 days before Christmas. It's like a couple of days before Christmas Eve. So the week before.
Yeah, I'm likely to. Yeah, I don't want to multitask on the call. I would love to have it either the week before or skip. Yeah.
Either the week before or skip. What about Diane? What's your thoughts? The week before or skip?
The week before is fine, or we can skip. I'm really good either way because, you know, Deb and I are going to be taking some quiet time to, you know, not be working our butts off. But, you know, of course, there's always things that we can, you know, keep discussing to keep ideas in mind. But certainly the week before would be fine.
So the week before, I have some of the... Oh, that one I can't. Yeah, so if we do it the week before, it could be a little earlier instead of noon, 11:30. So that way I have time to get it because I have a call right after that. If we want to do it, pick a vote. Do we want to do it the week before? Or do we want to just say the word week before or skip and just go around? So Jane, preference?
Either is fine for me.
Okay, Steph?
Week before.
Week before, okay. Diane?
Either, but week before probably preferable.
Okay, and then Lisa?
For me, I'm happy to skip because we have an appointment on the 6th. So,
okay.
I mean, okay, skip.
Okay, so it looks like we'll go for the week before. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to reschedule Stacy's regular meeting and move her to
That's the 14th at 11:30?
I'm going to do the 13th, at 11:30. That's the Wednesday, so it's just a half an hour earlier than usual.
Okay.
You guys have a preference as to using the phone versus... using Maestro versus using Zoom, and we could do what we did today, which is use both, or we could decide that we're just going to use going forward one or the other. Well, we could always use both, so we could just switch to just Zoom, or we could do it this way. Zoom does have a phone line,
nope.
The app for the phone.
No preference for me.
Okay, what about you, Steph?
I like Zoom. Yeah.
Like Zoom? Okay, what about Lisa? Lisa likes Zoom, I know.
Yeah.
Deb probably doesn't have... Diane.
I like Zoom better.
You like Zoom better, and Allison, I'm sure. Oh. All right, well, let's just do it on Zoom. I'll let my team know that we'll make sure that gets changed in the announcements, and it'll be the same Zoom link unless I change it, and then I'll let you know.
If we're not in front of a computer, do we still have an option? There's an option on that to dial in, right?
Yeah, there's an option to just dial in, and we'll make sure you get those numbers. But there's also the option of on your phone. There's an app.
My phone battery's not that great.
Yeah, you can always
okay.
call.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
All right. Super.
Thank you.
Okay. So now it's Steph's turn. Voila, Steph.
Hi. All right. So I have a couple questions.
Okay.
Specific questions. So I'm back. I'm on this webinar and how I'm going to run the program trip. So what I've decided is, so the program is $500. I'm going to give a $100 affiliate commission. I'm going to pay practitioners, my coaches, $100 to do a session with the clients.
Oh.
And then I'm going to give them a commission on core wellness because they're going to offer core wellness. So they're going to give. So each coach is going to give two sessions to the program participants.
Okay.
The participants are each going to get two sessions with a coach, and I'm going to pay the coach. I hope this is okay. This is what I want your opinion. $100.
And there are how long?
Also a commission.
Half-hour session. So how long are they?
Yeah, so that'll be an hour session. But so that's like the first hour session, and then I don't know if I was going to do the second session based on like a 30% commission for core wellness.
So the first session, and then the second session they would do would be a strategy session, a follow up.
The first session is like, to make sure that the program that they've organized for themselves is good and solid,
right.
And be support for them. And then the second session is a follow up and see how it worked, see what needs to be tweaked, where to go from there, kind of thing.
Okay,
and then
how to do an offer for the core wellness on that call. Is that what you're saying about the commission?
Yeah, so I guess I'm going to train them to do that. So that's kind of the structure that I was thinking of doing.
I think it's very generous to give them $100 for that, especially if you are going to be doing a certification and that applies, and especially if they're going to actually get extra training with you. And then percentage-wise, if they sell the core wellness, it's definitely a win. It helps you to get some thing. You just have to make sure that you can afford to do that, what's left for you. So if you're going to give $100 to an affiliate, $100 to a coach, and then so that leaves you $300 per person. And is that a cost-effective use of your time?
Right. Well, if I just show up for the calls and the Facebook group, I think I'm okay with that. It'd be better in that way. It's like the more people, the better for me, because I don't end up spending more time if there's 100 people or 200 people or 30 people. Yeah. So I can leverage that, and I think that people will still get support. That's my plan.
And you have to have a way to screen your coaches, so you're making sure that they're ready for it. So do you feel like what you see them in the core or the practitioner program has trained them enough to be able to do it without a lot of intervention from you? Because that's the piece that I would worry about, is that I want to make sure that your strategy for choosing is up to par. Right. Otherwise, you're going to be on time with the coach. So they're going to get all this training, and you're going to pay them $100 to train them. That sounds
like... Is there a fee for the training program for these coaches?
That's what I was going to ask, too. Thank you, Jane.
And also, and then the other thing is, what's the percentage usually for an affiliate? How much should an affiliate really get? Because that also for you're charging seemed high to me too. Possibly, I don't know what an average affiliate fee is.
Well, affiliates on a program like that, 20%, $100, that's great. That's what we do because it's definitely an intensive, but. We wouldn't pay more than that. No, it's not like a 50% affiliate fee that you would do. I think that's fine, but I'm concerned that these folks are in your program. You're going to offer them the opportunity to get further training from you to learn how to do this, and you're going to pay them $100 for that training. So it's me that they should be paying you, and then they get a percentage of whatever they sell, into that program.
Right. I hear what you're saying. Okay.
Because are there enough people in there right now that you think are completely qualified to coach people through core wellness with what they know and with their skill set, without a lot of intervention from you? Because what you might be trading is a lot of time with the people individually to a lot of time with those coaches. What I would do is, ERC is create a monthly call with them. So you make an offer to them. Look, I've got this program, you know, you've got to apply, so I need to know who's the best coaches, you know, what your qualifications are, unless you already know everybody in the program. But in apply for it, for this position, you're going to get a monthly extra call with me with just the coaches so that we're going to discuss all the people that you're working with so I can help you to support them. And I'm going to give you some extra training in how to coach them through here. And I'm going to give you extra training on how to do the follow-up session and make an offer for my program. So you lay out what I would do. I would lay out what are all the benefits to you, what are all the benefits to them, and then decide who should be paid or if it's a wash and they don't get paid or they get paid $25. But it seems like $100, that's 20% of your fee that you're taking in, that you're giving to coaches that are not, they're not tried and true with your method.
Yeah, true.
It's not like you're hiring Anna Kreka or, you know, Tom O'Brien.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or, you know, somebody like that who you can just say, well, they'll figure it out, you know. But even then, you have a specific methodology, and I don't think you value it.
Yeah.
Right? Your methodology approach is very special and very unique. And I think that you're to give them 20% of that fee. You know, if you were charging $1,000 for the program and you were giving them $100, that's a little different than, you know, 20% is a lot.
Yeah.
You have to think about what's your overhead.
Right.
You have to pay for your websites, your Infusionsoft, all the other things.
Yeah, it's like just $700 a month for electronic things that are non-human.
Exactly. So you've got to be able to factor that in. And they're getting extra training. So I think you could easily sell that to them where you don't pay them anything. And you could say, look, you're my first group through. In the future, I'm going to be offering this training / internship for, you know, an extra $500. But for you guys, it's free.
Right.
I mean, it depends on how you position it.
Right. Yeah, like a coaching internship.
The coaching?
Where I would include.
Right, where you're going to meet
with
a group.
Yeah.
Right, to teach them. It's a small group. What do you need? You know, 5 to 7 coaches or something. Right. And of course, if they're, you can offer them, you know, you say it's this, and I don't know. I would just think $100 per. Like, if you give them a group of 7 to 10 people, you're going to be paying them $1,000. And you don't even have, you don't have proof that their quality is, that they're up to speed yet.
Yeah. True. True. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Okay. So, yes. Okay. So, it would be an internship. I like this idea. An internship and a coach training. And then after that, they could apply for a more permanent.
After that, in the next, apply for a paid position.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. I like that. Is that totally, am I totally being, like, taking advantage of everybody here? Or is that, like,
advantage of anybody?
Yeah. I don't know.
No.
Yeah.
No?
No.
Holy
no.
cow.
No, you should be actually, I would say I would actually charge them for a coaching training program.
That's why I said, you said, look, and this training is going to go for $497. You're my pilot program, and I am going to give it to you for free. And you'll be top of my list for getting paid next time once you've gone through the internship. Because it's really possible, Steph, that you bring somebody on, and they're botching it, and you're going to have to take over their people. And now you've added extra work to you.
Yeah, that can totally happen. Okay.
It totally happens.
I'm going to, try this on. I think I'm going to think of, like, some, because if I want it to be an internship, I want there to be structure. So I want to have, if I'm having these, this is a short program. It's like a 6-week program. So if I'm having weekly calls with these coaches, I want it to be like, you know, this call, how to do your intake, this call, which questions to ask people, like this call, which forms, you know, for people to fill it, like that kind of, like I'm going to need to structure.
You want to structure
it. You
want them to be, how, what's the experience you want for your participants?
Yeah.
That way. Structured so that you teach them the
components.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I think I can do that. I'm going to post on the NEPA group, though, because this is kind of like, whoa, different. But I think it's good. It's better.
I think it's better because I just hate seeing you give 20% of your intake on this program away to coaches who you're training to be coaches.
Yeah.
Does anybody else disagree, agree? What are your other people's thoughts on this?
Oh, yeah, no, I totally agree. Totally agree. I don't think it's an issue even to charge these people to be certified, you know, come up with some certification name in your program.
Yeah.
And to charge them.
Hmm? The certification fee. Right, absolutely. Well, we do for CMDS, we do people, if they want to become a certified coach, they don't get that automatically. They have to go through the, jump through the hoops and pay us to be certified.
But that's the thing. So I have like this big certification that I'm doing, which I've decided not to commit to until 2017.
Fine.
Which is, so what we're in right now is the foundations program, right? And nobody even knows that there's like this mastery program, which is
exactly.
No longer where they can get certified.
Yeah.
So this
that's why this is
part of that.
So advanced training. That you're doing a pilot program on this time. If it works later, then you're going to be charging a fee to the coaches. So the advantage to you is to get in now. But you have to apply, and I'm going to cream of the crop.
Yeah.
You got to make it feel exclusive. It is. You have a fee. You underrate your methodology.
Exclusive. Yeah. Okay. Got it. Oh, boy. This is heavy stuff. Okay. You're right, though. You're right.
We are right. Always right. No. So I've been there, done that, and I've been there where I've undercharged and shortchanged myself, and it's not fun, it's not pretty, and you need to pay the rent, my dear. You need to get back what you're putting into this. And if you can go into... It's an illusion to think that you can just say to these people, I'm going to pay you $100 for these people, and it's going to all go smooth, and it's going to be less work for you. It could end up being more work for you.
Right. That would really piss me off.
Or at least as much work for you, because you got to train them. Right. And the first time through, you'll know. Then you'll go, okay. And, yeah, if you want to do it, it's a six-week program, do a weekly coaching thing with them and take them through. And I would have a coaching call with them that says, this is how I want you to structure this first call. Be very specific. Do it exactly. Yeah. Give the way you do it. Don't leave it loosey-goosey. Because that's what they want to learn. They want to learn methodology. They want to learn how to be effective with this.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think that this will serve people better, too. Because, yeah, they could go through and learn all this stuff about gut bugs but not actually know how to listen to their clients when they're talking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And I think people jump on. Do you have people you've earmarked that say, oh, they have this person, that person, that person? Because if so, then you might want to just reach out to them privately first.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I do. I have four or five people.
Write it up.
That would be really good.
Write up what's included with it. And let us see it. Let us, you know, help you structure it. And then write to people and say, hey, as you know, I wanted to give you first dibs before I announce this to the group. If I fill it through my hand-selected people, make people feel special. If I fill it through my hand-selected group, I won't even announce it to the group. But this is what I'm doing, creating this pilot program. It's going to be part of a certification, hush-hush, in the future, blah, blah, blah. I've identified you as being a really great candidate, and I want you in.
Okay. Yeah, I can do this. I think this can actually kick ass. Like, I think this could actually be good.
Oh, I think it can be.
I think it could be really good coach training.
Kick ass for you to take ownership of your talent and your skills. And be okay with being the master. Be okay with knowing more than they do and having advanced expertise that they want to pay you to get. You have to be okay when you have to own that step. This is not Steph little girl who's just going, oh, I think I'm going to play in this big girls arena.
You are there.
Right.
You have expertise. You need to own it, and you need to own that people want it and they're willing to pay, whether, you know, in this case, they don't have to pay with their money. They pay with their time.
Yeah. Time is now. Yes. Okay.
Now's the time to do it.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Oh, yes.
Great. It's okay. I've done this with the ERC. The first time I did it, I was scared out of my mind. But I know I can't afford to pay people to do that until I'm charging extra for the private coaching. Right?
Yeah, it's true, yeah. But I think it will help everybody if they go through the program and they have someone to support them.
Absolutely.
It just needs to make it work right, yeah.
Absolutely, and then they'll feel confident when they want to offer this to somebody that now they know what they're doing.
Yes, yeah.
Okay?
No, right, yeah, okay.
Okay?
All right. So I've got my webinar title.
Hey, what is it?
Okay, so I've got the three invisible causes of fatigue, and I've been going back and forth between the three invisible causes of weight gain and the three invisible causes of fatigue, and I'm really not sure which one because it could go either way. And then the second one is antibiotics, autoimmunity, and the clean slate. And so the first one, people are going to come and learn, you know, about how their basically how their gut is connected to the rest of their body. In summary, and then the second one, people are going to learn more about how complex the diversity of organisms in there is, and what can happen to make them go out of balance.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's two webinars, not three. Is that correct?
I'm just going to do two. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. No
two.
So here's the thing, if you're struggling with the fatigue and weight gain, I would use both.
Oh, yeah.
Well, causes of fatigue and weight gain and what to do instead or how to conquer it, how to, you know, something.
Oh, so funny. All week I've been like, I don't like this one. I don't like that one.
But do you like them together? I mean,
fatigue,
you know.
And weight gain. Yeah, fine. Yeah.
And,
cool.
You know, the thing is, a lot of folks don't, some people don't relate to weight gain. They don't have it. They just have fatigue. But some people don't even know they have fatigue.
Yeah.
I was when I was in my 20s. I had no idea I was fatigued. I had no idea that drinking 10 tea and Diet Coke all day to keep awake meant anything about my ability to have energy. I had no idea. Right? And that's where you educate them.
Yeah. Okay.
Good.
I like it. Yeah.
You're good. All right.
Yeah. So.
Anybody else? Questions, comments, et cetera? Let's see. Where's my thing? Meetings. I'm not able to see. Sometimes I can lose Zoom and I can't find my list of participants or my dashboard. Let's see. Turn to, there should be something. I'll hit Diane. Okay, there we go. All right. So anybody have any comments or anything additional you want to add for Steph or for anybody else? We can just go around, and I'll just give you the opportunity to either, you know, share something that you learned for yourself from somebody else, or I'd also like to hear what you're going to do, what's one thing you're going to do as a takeaway, but if there's anything else you want to offer to anybody else in the room, you have that opportunity. So I'll just go around again. We'll start with, let's start with Diane.
I'm going to be continuing to work on my ebook and seeing if the program grows out of it, and if not, I'm just going to be, you know, recouping, giving it all some thought, and seeing what the next steps are besides the one-on-one, you know, coaching up myself, but, you know, see what else, you know, might be ahead also.
Great. Perfect. All right. Lisa.
I was interested to hear that
you know, the fatigue. I also felt fatigued after my launch, but during this recovery, it took me also a while to recover, so I'm hoping to do better this time. And yeah, I think that we're all sort of in various stages of pre or post launch, and I'm thinking that the next steps are. So
right.
I guess it's good to hear that because the next steps are also important to factor in, and sometimes I don't think enough about that.
Yeah.
And
then
the thing I'd like to do is
my therapy before we speak. Great. Yeah, and I'm going to task you with definitely thinking about what the next step is for these folks, whether it be to get them into one of your groups or depending on the size of a smaller group coaching program. Or you just want to give people a way to stay connected if they want it, and a percentage of them usually want it, unless you sabotage your offer like Jane did. I've done that, Jane, by the way. I've sabotaged offers because it's like, oh, at SIV. Yeah, we have this other diamond level thing, but it's probably too expensive for you, and we only take a few people, and that was it. You know, it's like, ah, nobody signed up. Why? Oh, well, you didn't want them to. Jane.
I'm just going to start calendaring and just start writing my program. So hopefully this will be a lot easier getting this next one out.
Perfect. Yeah.
Campaign.
Fantastic. And Steph.
Okay, so I'm going to rewire my brain. I am an adult here. Okay, so I'm going to rewire my brain, and I'm going to come up with a structure, just a simple structure for what the coaching training and internship would look like. I'm going to make columns and lists because that makes me feel good. Yeah.
And the pluses and minuses, what are you gaining and what are they gaining? What you're going to see is what they're gaining is way bigger than what you're gaining.
Okay. Well, yeah, and there's a deadline to this because it's happening next week. It's on. So I am going to do this, and it's going to be this time.
Okay, so when are you going to post this to us on the group so we can help you to make it perfect?
I have to post it today. If I'm going to change the structure, I have to post it today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right.
All good.
Yay. Thank you, everybody. It's been great as
you. Thank you.
I really appreciate all this work that you're doing. Oh, look. Lisa just opened up her line. No, you can do that. We can say goodbye. Let me open up mine. There's Diane. Bye. I got to find mine. Hi. Bye. We'll talk to everybody.
Bye.
Have a great rest of the week. Bye-bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye.